USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The National Women's March has brought out protesters from all around the country in cities like Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York, Milwaukee, Los Angeles, and Oakland. A slate of marches and events were also scheduled across five continents in cities like Oslo, Norway, Chiang Mai, Thailand, and Lagos, Nigeria. And surprisingly, a lot of younger people are getting involved.
And I just feel that it's really important to see the youth representing. It's really, because there's a lot of misconceptions that the youth don't follow politics. You know, we don't know what's going on, but we do, and it's really important to spread that message.
The Washington, D.C. march is focusing on smaller slates of issues, like reproductive rights, immigration, and climate change. Chicago's Women's March will feature a gallery of issues highlighting voting, the census, climate justice, gun violence protection, and women's health. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The on again, off again talks with the Taliban are back on. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Reports are the Taliban wants to implement a 10-day ceasefire with U.S. troops and will reduce violence with Afghan forces if it can reach a deal with U.S. negotiators in talks that are underway now in Qatar between the U.S. and the militant group in an effort to resolve the conflict in Afghanistan. And a Taliban spokesman said on Twitter on Friday the talks have been useful so far, though the State Department has not commented on them. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At least one person has died and another seriously injured at an avalanche in Northern California. The search was ended with officials saying they do not believe there were any more victims. The avalanche occurred after a storm dumped over 25 inches of snow at the top of the resort. One male skier died and a second male skier sustained serious lower body injuries and was taken to a local hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new and rare pneumonia-like virus has caused at least two deaths and spread from China to other countries in Asia. Now, federal health officials are sending out teams of medical experts to screen passengers arriving from central China at three major airports in the U.S. The additional health screenings will start at JFK, but the CDC is also sending experts to airport in Los Angeles and San Francisco in hopes of preventing the spread of the mysterious coronavirus strain. There hasn't been a similar screening effort in the U.S. since the Ebola outbreak in 2014. The focus will be on passengers on flights originating in Wuhan, China. So far, there have been 45 confirmed cases, and the disease has spread to Thailand and Japan, sparking a World Health Organization alert. It is estimated that over 5,000 passengers will get the additional screening over the next few weeks, during which their temperatures will be taken and they'll answer questions about their health. If you're chosen, the process could take hours. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt. A federal appeals court has thrown out a high-profile case brought by 21 children and young adults in a bid to block the federal government from encouraging the use of fossil fuels. Juliana versus the United States, filed in 2015, alleges the U.S. government knew for decades that burning fossil fuels would lead to damaging climate change, but failed to do enough to stop it. Two judges of a three-judge panel ruled the issues raised are best left to Congress. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.